Year in Review 2025. This year has possibly been the most complex soft skill learning year I have ever had. A lot of what I deliver for clients is highly technical, which is both a joy to learn and relatively easy. And because I have spent my entire life playing keep up with technology, it's familiar ground. This year, though, has brought a great many eye-opening lessons in areas that were far outside the usual. Everything from lots more finance work to extensive vendor negotiation has landed on my plate. Normally, I am brought in to fix problems caused by existing failings rather than set things up. But this year included complex, near-legal discussions on statements of work and costings. There was also a huge amount of cross-departmental paperwork aimed at understanding how large-scale projects function inside giant multinationals, something of a black hole and easily as complicated as any technical delivery. In addition to these finance areas, there have been a great many true soft skill lessons. I have had the privilege of working closely with people managing real accessibility challenges and have seen firsthand how they often work three or four times as hard as the rest of us simply to get through the working day. While we should agree that everyone should have equal opportunity regardless of disability, actually working alongside people facing these barriers has been eye-opening. They consistently put in more effort and represent extraordinary value to any corporation. It's been a humbling experience all round, but very rewarding. The technical side has continued to grow at pace. I have had to pick up a lot of serious AI knowledge, so much so that in the coming year, I am taking external courses to formalize it. There is such an overwhelming amount of fluff being pushed on AI's supposed value that you reach the point where you must actually code solutions to really see how things work. It is good to get back to that and cut through the marketing bullshit. There has also been a strong swing towards Azure in my day-to-day work rather than AWS, purely due to the current client environment. The reality is that the three major cloud providers all move so quickly that you have to run to simply keep up. Looping back from cloud to finance, there has been a lot of joined-up learning. Everyone uses cloud services now, but many still fail to notice that day-to-day cloud costs are often higher than on-premise solutions. Nor does being in the cloud guarantee decent technical redundancy. Even highly skilled teams overlook painfully obvious risks. My favorite example this year was discovering a client relying on Azure private endpoints for multi-region disaster recovery, without realizing that a full regional outage removes private endpoints entirely, meaning their multi-region DR would not work. At scale, cloud architecture is still not a mature discipline. Next year has already made it clear that it will require a different set of expertise to 2025. Many major corporations are moving back towards pre-COVID behaviors, and while that shift was not obvious during the early days of the new world of supposed permanent remote working, it is now becoming very real. Neither my partner nor I ever truly believed that everything would remain fully remote or that corporate life would permanently become looser and more relaxed. Because of that, we leaned further into central London. With the majority of clients now wanting people back on site, this has turned out to be a genuine advantage. It means I can be present whenever clients need me, suited and booted, and delivering what they require where they require it. From a delivery perspective, it looks like security will once again occupy a significant part of my working life this year. This ties directly back to the last major wave of cloud adoption. Most organizations have now gone through their last big push to cloud services. Many no longer have any data centers at all, with leases expiring and on-premise estates being fully retired. A huge number of features and platforms have been moved over in a relatively short space of time. Now, however, the costs are arriving. With that comes a level of wrangling that would not normally have taken place when teams were more rigidly siloed. Finance, security, architecture, and delivery are all battling around the same conversations, often for the first time. Working through this will require a mishmash of technical expertise and soft skills. There are many very clever people involved, all with strong opinions. Navigating those views, whether from finance, security, or pure functional practicality, is going to be a real roll-your-sleeves-up kind of challenge. All in all, 2025 was real brain work, and 2026 looks even harder.